Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
What's up, people? This is Speak It Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Nas Know-It-All. Going solo today, doing a quick show before Game 7. I'll try to get in at least 7 minutes, man. Hopefully, we can make it to that point. But big questions, not many answers, and it won't be answered until these guys get on the floor. But the main points for Game 7, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to try to give to you. Hopefully, you'll be able to check this out or stumble across this and check this out before the game starts. If not, you can look back out on it and see if your boy came up right. Point number one is the fact that Kendrick Perkins not playing too big a hurdle for the Celtics to get over, because we're talking about Rasheed Wallace, and I mean Big Baby, and it might get down to Sheldon Williams, you know what I mean, as far as the Celtics are concerned, depending on foul trouble and how Rasheed's hurt back feels. It's gonna be an interesting situation. So we'll really have to look at that, how big of an issue will Perkins be. And I'm sure we'll see about 50 shots of him sitting on the sideline, suited up or whatever. I'm sure the camera will find him tonight. Second question was, will the best player in this series, which is Kobe Bryant, determine the championship? Will Kobe have to drive and dish to open up his offense, or will he come out gunning because it's a Game 7 and feel like he just going to have to put that stake through the Celtics' heart? I don't know. We'll have to see. The boy Bean Bryant, man, that's what makes this such a tough situation to be in. You don't want to be in a Game 7 when the other team has one of those guys, a Kobe, a LeBron, a D-Wade, because you never know when they might go off. First round, the Celtics had that D-Wade game where everything he threw up went in. And the next round against Cleveland, I believe it was Game 3, LeBron had one of those just transcendent games before the alleged rumors, I guess, were circulated. LeBron went nuts on him. So, I mean, that's the only bad thing. That's the only bad thing Boston has to look at with this series, because as far as I'm concerned, the Lakers are the better team, and Boston would have to, you know, do something spectacular to pull the series out anyway. But they got a Game 7. It's a great thing. Only problem is on the road, and the other team has Kobe Bryant. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Number three, what team will have their bench show up? The Lakers bench they played in spurts this whole series, but they have played better at home, so that's a big check for the Lakers. The Celtics bench hasn't been as bad on the road as the Lakers bench was, but, you know, they wasn't exactly lighting everything on fire either, so we'll have to see what kind of contribution we get, because Game 7s are a different animal, because everyone knows history is being made, and sometimes you get guys out there, they don't want to make a mistake when they get their run, and some guys will just be scared to pull the trigger, so we got to see if Nate Robinson, Big Baby, Jordan Farmar, Lamar Odom, any of these guys are going to be scared to pull the trigger tonight. Because the opportunities will be there. And I know Ron Artest is a starter for the Lakers, but I got to say, he's just as important as far as you can consider him a bench player with the way Boston's going to give him open looks. Can he knock those looks down again like he did in Game 6? I say hell no. Miracles don't happen twice in a series, so we'll have to see. Number four is, will we see Rondo pushing and creating fast breaks and kind of dictating the tempo to the Lakers like he was able to do at some points in this series? Or will we see Gasol and Odom and those boys beat up the Celts on the boards without one of their big men? Gasol has been able to, I don't know, get his hands on a lot of balls as far as offensive rebounding, whether it's getting the rebound or just tipping it and someone else coming up with it. That's going to be a big factor. Can the Celtics keep the Lakers off the boards? And can the Lakers control Rondo to where he doesn't go wild and start getting people easy looks? Because the last thing last thing the Lakers need is another 66% field goal shooting game for the Celtics. Number five, unexpected special performances. Game seven, man, it leads to it, man. You never know what spot-up shooter is going to hit shots or what person is going to be able to get rebounds or get steals, any way they can affect the game, or who's going to come out and be real emotional and give their team a jolt. So that's definitely going to be a big one too. Somebody's going to come up big tonight who nobody expected to. And by big, I don't mean they have to go out and score 30. I just mean maybe they turn the tide, stop a run, or start a run. Number six, we'll be talking about the officiating tomorrow. Will this be another black eye for the NBA? We got the biggest stage, great opportunity. Hopefully they don't blow it as far as calling it too close or seeming like they're calling it in a way to where someone would say, you know, it's a homer game. So hopefully we won't have any issues with officiating. And number seven, will Phil or Doc push the right buttons tonight? Who makes the proper substitution at the right time? Who calls the right timeout? Who has that point in the huddle where they say something so inspirational that maybe it gets to a guy? Who knows? But Phil and Doc, those would be that'll be a big situation too. With all this said, looking at everything the way it's going, I don't see any way that the Lakers don't pull this out tonight. And Kobe celebrates his fifth title. Phil Jackson adds another one to the list. Not sure how many. Can't think of it right now. But either way, man, we got high drama in the NBA. A game seven in the finals. The two most storied franchises, Celtics and Lakers. It's not too much you can ask for, man. So we're going to see what we get tonight. This is Speaking Like You Think It Radio, and I'm predicting Lakers by seven. We'll see what happens. I'm out.